In a cartoon, words appear through clouds. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from the Fox Broadcasting Company. Described by Kate O'Toole, read by Pat Lentz. The Simpsons sit in a packed stadium. The crowd holds up cards, making an image of the Simpsons on the couch. Eating a hot dog, Homer nearly forgets his card. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon. Now a helicopter marked with a skull flies to a mountain fortress and lands in a courtyard. International supervillains step out and go inside. The helicopter spinning rotor stops, revealing a dashing tuxedo-clad man clinging to one of the blades. Homer's silhouette pops into view.
Now that's what I call going for a spin.
The dashing man sneaks up on a thug and snaps his neck.
Now that's what I call a snappy retort.
Stop saying what you call things. I'm trying to watch the movie.
Welcome to annual conclave of International Brotherhood of Evil. This year's theme, Evil in the Age of Social Media. We have prepared 3 breakout rooms for small group discussion.
These small rooms are an excellent way for villains to mingle with supervillains, but are you sure we will not be bothered by the American master spy, Stradivarius Kane?
Do not worry about Dr. Kane. The last I saw him, my beautiful mistress was about to finish him off.
Yes, that's what I did.
You killed him, right?
Yes, he was the perfect lover of being killed.
It's a weird sentence, but let's move on. My baker has prepared an edible monument to Kane's demise.
A coffin-shaped cake. The hero pops out.
Party's over, General.
Stradivarius Kane!
Kane riddles him with bullets.
He turned that Russian guy into Swiss cheese.
Homer, people are here to see the movie, not listen to you.
Hey, Homer, great yell-outs tonight.
Lucky you, Marge. You get to hear them the loudest.
You've ruined me for other men.
That's my hobby. This is my job.
Kane impales a Nazi on a turret.
Looks like that guy's got Tourette's syndrome.
I couldn't have thought of that in 10,000 lifetimes.
Lenny high-fives Homer, and Carl gives him a fist bump. Marge folds her arms and rolls her eyes. Now, driving home, Homer chuckles giddily to himself. He glances at Marge, who avoids his gaze as she fumes beside him.
Swiss cheese. Marge, how come you're not saying anything?
There was enough talking during the movie. This date night was even worse than the date night we saw date night.
Oh, man, Marge is pissed. Look at her, flaring her nostrils, drumming her fingers, making small noises like she's yelling at me inside her head.
Just take me home.
That's what she said.
Driving past, Lenny high-fives him.
I'm a good one.
You're on fire.
Homer eyes Marge and his smile fades. Now, Skinner and Chalmers greet arriving students.
Attention, students, in order to cut down on the rash of embarrassing YouTube videos of our teachers, we will be scanning you and taking away your smartphone.
Going in, the students deposit phones, jewelry, and retainers in a tray. Dropping off his glasses, Milhouse walks into a post.
A new low. Ugh, I should have taken that superintendent job in Honduras. My own donkey, all the sugarcane I could suck. If only I could stomach the upside-down question marks.
Bart drops off his change. Walking through an X-ray scanner, he moons Willie, then reaches for his money.
Hey, Simpson, let me save you the trouble of putting that money back in your pocket.
Nelson swipes it. As Bart joins Milhouse, the bully takes another kid's money.
Stupid Nelson. I hate that guy. My mom says bullies only bully because they're scared.
Your mom's next.
At a salon.
You make dumb kids, lady.
As Luann sits under a hairdryer, he dumps out a bottle of dye labeled Van Houten Blue. At the nuclear plant, Homer stands atop a ladder as he changes fluorescent lights.
Boy, Homer, I gotta say, Marge looked pretty easy on the eyes last night, and I know eye ease.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Trouble in paradise?
No, just my marriage.
Ooh.
Lenny and Carl leave. Homer makes a phone call.
Honey, it's me again. I can't work knowing that you're mad at me. I just want to hear your voice. And I'm counting the minutes till the whistle blows, then I go to Moe's, then I rush home to you.
Behind him, Burns drives a golf cart.
Explain this infernal wheel to me again.
Left for left, right for right.
Enough of your double talk.
They hit the ladder, sending Homer flying. He grabs 2 fluorescent rods and tries to use them like ski poles. Landing hard, he hits his head. Later, he wakes.
Excellent. He's alive.
Smithers, give this man one ibuprofen, uncoated, and send him back to his workstation.
Sir, Simpson has sustained a serious concussion. Recent research says you must give him time off to recover.
Oh, pish. When I was in Africa, I had my skull cracked open by cannibals, and I'm still kicking.
Sir, that was your partner. You betrayed him to the cannibals.
Oh, that's right. I have his memories because I ate his brain.
Mr. Burns, you have to give this man something. He could sue us for all we've got.
Fine. 8 weeks off with pay. That's a good thing.
But you said it so mean.
Now, arriving home, Homer gets out of his car.
8 weeks paid vacation and all because of a little bump on the noggin.
Blood wells up in his eyes. He shakes them clear and goes in.
Hey, Marge, here's something that'll make you happy.
Not in the mood.
No, this is really good.
Nelson took my lunch money again.
No, listen, Lisa.
Hold that thought. I'm tuning my saxophone. Sharp. Flat. Sharp.
No one will tell me if I'm a ghost or not. Well, I just got...
He registers his family members' stubbornly scowling faces. A framed mirror on the wall shows his own reflection glaring at him.
Got what, Homer?
I got Shelbyville Radio in my car for a few minutes.
Homer, I'm a single mother trying to raise a family here.
But you're not...
Just zip it.
Marge stalks off with Maggie, and Homer regards his family.
I have 8 weeks paid vacation, and my family doesn't know. Woohoo! Honey, I'm off to work. You know, maybe I should call in sick. We could visit all our old romantic haunts that have closed and turned into temporary Halloween stores.
I have to take Maggie for a checkup, and a guy's coming to see what the smell is under the house.
I get it. You need your march time. Well, I'm off to work.
He leaves the house. Outside, he giddily drops his tie in the sewer drain, then throws his shoes away.
Ow! Ow!
My feet hurt and my neck is cold.
At school.
Oh, children, I didn't get much sleep last night because I was up late again lamenting the choices I've made.
You can't change the past.
Just for that, you can go to the principal's office while the rest of the class enjoys a movie day.
Yeah! She plays a Declan Desmond DVD.
Krusty Burger. Every day, thousands of people wolf down his crazy cuisine, thinking they're getting the nutrients a human being needs to live. But for 30 days, this reporter ate nothing but this joker's deck of carbs. And I say...
Krusty's head becomes a skull and a burger a mass of worms.
Do you want lies with that?
Words appear. Meat made from dead hobos. Secret sauce is cow tears and mayonnaise. Krusty arrives.
Oh, great. Another documentary making me look like a scuzzbag. What is it this time? That the town I sponsor in Africa doesn't exist? Prove it! Film all of Africa!
Bart watches attentively.
Day 12. I've gained 20 pounds. As for my cholesterol...
It's bad. You could just scrape it right off.
Hibbert scrapes oil off his face with a plastic knife.
But still, I soldier on with my Laffy Meal.
He chokes down a bite. In the kitchen, Mr. Teeny throws a patty on the grill, then flattens it with his butt.
Hey, this is all above board.
A sign reads, burgers may contain monkey ass hair.
1 month of eating Krusty Burger and nothing else has transformed me into a morbidly obese, toilet-busting American. If I don't have some kind of nugget every 5 minutes, I'll die.
Hibbert hooks him up to an IV nugget drip.
I'm so weak, I can't even fill out this application for documentary film Oscar.
A checkbox field offers Holocaust-related or non-Holocaust-related.
It'll be worth it if my suffering teaches Krusty the value of proper nutrition.
You're gonna be my breakfast English sausage!
As Declan collapses, Krusty scoops him up with a bulldozer. Words appear. Fortunately, Declan Desmond awoke. Only his foot was made into Krusty's breakfast sausage. It had a smoky aftertaste. Bart draws out a plan to fatten and weaken Nelson with Krusty Burgers, now on a sidewalk.
Man, when you're not at work, you see so many beautiful things.
In short shorts, Mole Man passes on roller skates. We spy a bird on a sapling branch. It's in an abandoned chain book store. A plastic bag tumbles past on the wind. As Barney naps on a bench, it goes in his mouth, then balloons out through his lips. He chokes, then exhales it through his ears and nose. At 12:01.
And now, because it's afternoon, I can go to Moe's without having a drinking problem.
As he enters, Moe hands him a beer.
Hey, Homer, I could hear your pathetic rationalizing through the door.
Well, why can't I hang out at the bar all day? My wife doesn't want to be with me.
Look, I'd love to discuss your problems, but a pack of raccoons took over my back room, and today's the day I make my stand.
With a knife and a trash can lid, he charges into the back room. Homer faces the TV, showing a chic party. From the water, Kane emerges in a tiny swimsuit. He unzips himself from the neck down, revealing a tux underneath.
I wish I could pull down my zipper and that guy would come out.
Stranger things have happened, Homer.
Kane stands beside him.
Stradivarius Kane! What the? Am I losing my marbles?
No, I'm just an illusion caused by the concussion you suffered at the plant.
Can I put my hand through you?
If you want.
He goes for the crotch.
Come on, really? Show a little class.
Sorry.
Now, I'm about to undertake my toughest mission ever. To make you into a man your wife can't resist.
Lenny arrives. Kane fearfully ducks behind the pool table.
What the? No one can see you.
Other people's imaginary friends can't see me.
A shaggy, long-trunked beast faces Kane.
Hello, Dr. Kane.
Hello, Huff and Puffalus.
Sorry I slept with your girlfriend.
You did me a favor, man.
At school picnic tables, Bart watches Nelson.
Lunch money. Lunch money. Lunch money. Hey, Lise.
Nelson, don't you want my lunch money?
Nah, chicks wind up getting all your money anyway.
That's sexist, but thank you.
Now I gotta go liberate some cash from your brother.
Well, if you must. See if you can find out where my dolls are.
You might not like the answer.
I just want closure.
Nelson's shadow creeps over Bart.
Simpson, you know why I'm here.
Nelson, I could give you my lunch money, or I could give you
lunch? Actual lunch? Look at all them burgers and fries. I didn't know they served these things warm. Oh, they feel like a baby's head.
I just thank God you didn't take my coupons. Got enough for a month.
Free hamburger?
Nelson chews the coupons.
No, you give them the coupon and they give you the hamburger.
I knew that.
He leaves with the booklet and the bag of burgers. Riding in Homer's car, Kane searches the dash. He briefly stands through the roof.
I must say, whoever installed your car's secret weapons did a great job hiding them.
Yeah, Dr. Kane, the thing about that is, there aren't any weapons.
What? Well, does your car at least turn into something else?
Sometimes Mart says I turn it into a trash can.
Trash litters the floor.
Ugh. Homer, you are going to clean up this car, put on cologne, and become a sparkling conversationalist.
Sounds like you're turning into wife number two.
I can do that.
He transforms.
So, stick with Marge.
They pass a cop car.
Whoa, what's going on there, Lou?
Well, if you ask me, Chief.
Lou vanishes.
All right, what does this mean?
Now the Simpson kids watch TV.
Childhood obesity. It's not funny anymore. Breakfast cereals with a surprise inside is diabetes. And soda cups the size of hot tubs have made every state Mississippi fat.
Footage shows an obese belly in a blue vest.
That's Nelson!
No, you're imagining things.
Nelson approaches the counter.
What else you got?
Just bubbling oil.
Stand back and give me a straw.
Lisa glares at Bart, now at a swanky bar.
Now, the ultimate test. I want you to convince that woman to give herself to you, body and soul.
But I'm a married man.
Yeah, I know a married man is never attracted to a beautiful woman he doesn't even know, but this will give you the confidence you need with Marge.
Okay, I'll make a stranger love me forever.
And Homer, remember, it doesn't matter what you say, as long as you say it with confidence.
Homer approaches the beauty.
My dear, did you just fall from heaven? 'Cause your hair looks really messed up.
Okay, it matters a little what you say. Moving on.
Homer faces two others.
You know what wood makes the best ventriloquist dummy? Maple.
They leave. Homer faces another woman.
How many hard-boiled eggs do you think I can eat?
Ah, look, just say this.
Homer approaches a glamorous woman at the bar.
When I was in special ops, they held me in an Afghan prison where all I could see was a patch of blue sky. But that blue was nothing compared to the blue of your eyes.
Oh, I am a sucker for articulate fat sauce.
As she slinks up to him, Kane gives a thumbs up.
What is this?
I leave for 2 seconds to get chocolate martinis, and my wife is expertly seduced by this pork empanada.
He draws a gun.
What do I do?
Squirt that lemon in his eye.
You think a lemon will stop me?
Chucking the lemon aside, Homer tries a lime wedge.
A lime? No!
He drops his gun and falls to his knees. Homer and Kane run out gleefully. Now Marge arrives at the nuclear plant with a picnic basket.
Marge, what brings you to the SNPP?
Homie's been working so hard, I thought I'd bring him a special lunch.
Marge, you're a blue angel. And I'm not talking about those pilots that hot-dog in an air show while the real men are in combat. But I gotta ask, where's Homer working?
Here, right?
Not since Burns gave him that time off. What is this, week 6?
What? I knew there was a reason he was leaving on time.
Marge throws down the basket, gets in her car, and peels off. Carl arrives.
What'd you say to her?
I don't know. I thought I was making small talk. But it turned out to be big talk.
At his mansion, Krusty and Mr. Teeny play tennis on the Wii. Lisa brings Nelson in.
What?
Krusty, this once vibrant young bully won't even live to pick on kids in junior high because he's been eating nothing but your food.
Attaboy.
Nelson sheds tufts of hair.
Got any fries, man? I just need a couple.
Not my responsibility. He didn't have to order that crap. We've got yogurt and salad on the menu.
Do you actually serve those items?
No.
He puffs on his Wii controller, making his avatar smoke a cigar.
All right, kid, to make this right, I'm gonna hook you up with my personal trainer. Billy, get this kid into superhero shape.
Hugh Jackman Wolverine?
I'm not made of money.
Alicia Silverstone Batgirl?
He's that now.
Now, Homer pulls into his driveway. Going into the house, he finds Marge sitting in a chair facing the door.
No way!
Busy day at work? Did you get a lot of work done, worker man?
What do I do? What do I do?
Take her by those shoulders she never covers and tell her the truth.
You're right, Marge. I lied.
Don't give me that load of...
I got a head injury at work, and they gave me 8 weeks paid vacation.
Head injury? Why didn't you tell me?
And I spent all that time learning how to be a better husband. The kind of husband you deserve.
Kiss her. Kiss her while I watch.
Homer dips Marge and kisses her passionately. Leaning close, Kane watches with a creepy smile. Now in the car.
The three of us are going to the most romantic restaurant in town.
Kane rides in Maggie's seat.
This car's so clean. I'm not getting flea bites on my ankles.
I have bug bombed the car for my lady.
Now at a glamorous event, Homer tangoes with Marge. A gun whacks his head.
Go!
As Homer gets up, he finds the jealous husband aiming at him.
We meet again.
Homer searches the bar.
Looking for this?
He shows a lime wedge and hurls it away. The beauty knocks her husband out.
He won't be up for long. Flee, my love.
Marge and Homer run away.
Why is he trying to kill you? And why did she call you her love?
It was all a training exercise to make me smooth for you. Of course she fell for me, and of course I wanted no part of her. Now the only one who can help us is Stradivarius Kane.
The guy from the movie?
I'll explain later. Strad, come back. I know you're in there.
Hitting himself with a rock, he conjures various characters.
Fan, but no. Cletus, the football robot. You're my only hope.
Clutching a football, the sleekly macho robot does a series of cocky end zone dance moves. Homer scowls as he spikes the ball.
No one likes you.
The robot slumps dejectedly.
How can a fat man hide so well?
Strad, where are you?
The robot unzips its shell, revealing Kane underneath.
You can handle him, Homer. Just remember what I taught you.
Homer bravely emerges from hiding.
When I was in Special Ops, they held me in an Afghan prison where all I could see was a patch of blue sky. But that blue was nothing compared with the blue of your eyes.
I cannot kill a poet like you. And you are a very lucky woman. This is why I always say mingle at parties. It's how I met Greg Kinnear.
Aye, with a Greg Kinnear again.
Can't friends talk about friends?
He is not your friend.
Then why did he say he'd call me when he comes to Bolivia?
The couple leaves.
We used to be like them.
Marge and Homer walk hand in hand.
So how many more weeks do you have off?
Actually, I was supposed to be back last week. We'll just wait for the call from human resources.
Beneath a starry sky, they kiss by the light of the full moon. Kane looks on from a distance.
I guess my work here is done. But Stradivarius Kane will return in Lisa Gets a B+.
He fires at us. Huff and Puffalus bleeds on the ground.
I knew you were mad at me.
At school.
At the risk of inflaming Sister Fate, this bully-free period has been an Arcadian idol.
Hear, hear!
Idol!
A force lifts Martin. It's a super buff Nelson. He punches Martin, then knocks two other nerds' heads together. The school kids swarm him, but he fights them off easily. As Skinner arrives, Nelson punches his nose, knocking him on his back.
I administer with this nose.
This is a happy ending?
Well, he's tough on nerds, but easy on the eyes.
What'd you just say?
Nothing.
Executive producer Al Jean. Executive producers James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon.